What's the problem, man?
So the problem now is that it's full on limp dick mode. It won't even stay up.
It's gonna be fine, dude. It's gonna be here. Just there.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, we can't really hear you.
It doesn't work either.
Can you lean down in your chair, baby?
Nope.
A bit? So, let me tell you something. I ordered a new part.
How about now? Is that better?
That sounds pretty good, actually.
All right, let's just leave it there.
Okay, I mean, it doesn't sound great, but it's better than it was.
It's better than it was.
So I ordered a new part.
Okay.
They said one day shipping.
Uh-huh.
It's coming tomorrow. I ordered it yesterday.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't. So it's Sunday, I'm going to have the light. That's arriving Friday. Part's arriving Friday.
What part? What's the part?
Okay, so here's the thing. This piece, as we've said many times on the show, which, by the way, hi, Seth and Colby Show, how you doing? Hi, welcome. Hey, hey, Birdlaw, hey, Swim, hey, Mini J, hey, Taco, hey, Maltese, how y'all doing? Good to see you. Hi. Hi. This part right here broke. Yep. This part right here is especially made for this mic. You cannot get this part without getting this mic.
Which makes no sense, because
right.
It's got to have come in a different package, because there is no room in the actual mic case to put this, that clip. There's not room. There's foam in it that holds the microphone, then there's a hole cut out to hold the fucking gold little ring, and then there's no other holes.
I don't understand that. That's a whole different thing. Okay?
That's the exact same thing, man. You ordered these separately.
I don't know
where you got them. It doesn't make any sense to me. Is there a way to, like, just tighten this?
Yeah, I'm sure you can tighten that right there. That's probably what that thing's for, right? There's probably one down at the bottom, too.
I don't see one at the
bottom. I don't know, man. Regardless, okay, I got a part. Here's the thing. It's not for this microphone. It's for another microphone that looks very similar to this microphone. And a reputable online home audio production forum from 3 years ago said that it's most likely to fit this mic.
Wow.
So, should work. And if not, you're going to buy a new microphone. I found a great one for $50.
Sounds good.
Okay. Also, or we could use, here's the thing. To be honest, there's a shock mount we could get that's $20, but I feel like that's going to look ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard. It gotcha. You got skirt.
I need to turn that off. No. It was funny 2 years ago. It's not funny now. No more funny. It hurts me.
It's still very funny.
No, only for everybody else.
Yeah, that's the point.
I can't take it.
We don't make them entertain us here. We entertain them. Dance, monkey. Dance.
How's that mic going, man? Here, I can work it. Okay, here. What if we do this? There, how about that?
Does that work?
And see, you never lean.
I always lean that far back. Stop with what you're doing. Stop it.
Hey, that's pretty good.
It doesn't work.
That's pretty good. Just
sit
there.
I don't think it works.
That's pretty good.
Whatever.
There. That's pretty good. Just don't do that, okay? It's gonna be fixed. It's gonna be fixed Sunday, probably, okay? Is the cloth the British flag? That is technically duct tape, but yes. It is a British flag. I can't say British flag, by the way. It's impossible. Yep, there it is. That's it right there. All right? It's working. It's working. Why are there so many people here tonight? Don't be here. This show's going to suck.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Like, there's our lighting's terrible. Our mic is terrible. I would cancel it, but
you
Taylor
hear
would yell.
About the
don't touch it!
I did.
Look what you,
I did it.
Don't touch it!
All right. You want to hear about the biggest bullshit ever?
Sure. Spider-Man not in the MCU. Let's talk about
it. Worse than that.
Okay, Matrix 4 is coming out.
Worse
only one of the...
Worse than that.
Okay, what is it?
So my building basically got hit by a lightning strike last night.
Okay. Your building.
My building.
To be clear, you live in an apartment complex with a dozen buildings.
Yep.
Your building specifically.
My building got
okay.
Basically struck. And by basically, I mean it did not hit the building.
Okay.
It hit about 4 feet away from the building.
Okay. your car side or the other car?
Other side.
Okay.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, your Hyundai
Dodge
Bullet.
But that was the loudest fucking sound.
I wonder if we heard
it. I was in the middle. Oh, you did. I was in the middle of cutting beer rings when it went off. And
it's
I was just
life,
like, I don't want to kill dolphins.
Okay, I mean, I appreciate that. It's nice of you,
so
man.
I'm in the middle of doing that. It's dark. We're watching fucking Mindhunter, okay?
Oh, that's a
and
bad
just,
show for that.
Wham! Just the loudest fucking noise I've ever
was
heard
it,
in
was
my
it about,
life.
Was it about 9:15-ish?
That's probably close, yeah.
Yeah, because Chris and I were playing Apex, and I heard a lightning strike so loud that I heard it, and I heard it through her mic. That's loud, man. That must have been it.
Yeah, no, it was about 9, because I remember from 9 to about 10, I was trying to get the power to turn back on.
Oh, it knocked your power out?
Knocked all the power out.
Oh, man.
But it was very specific. Okay, so I am not the most manly man
I disagree.
On the earth.
I like it.
So lights were on in my bedroom. Lights were on in my bathroom.
Okay, so it tripped a breaker.
No lights were on. Uh-huh. Yes, it tripped my breaker.
Yeah, did you know how to do that?
I did.
Okay.
I tripped it. I flicked it. So, instead of not having lights or power for the night, I figured out that it burnt out my modem.
Oh.
Burnt it out. Won't turn back on. So
it was not on a surge protector?
It was. The cord into the wall wasn't. The telephone cord.
Oh, you think it fried it through the coax
cable?
That's
gotta be it, because it was in a surge protector.
Well, and everything else plugged into that worked?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
So not only that,
okay.
My internet burnt out. I do not have internet until tomorrow.
That sucks.
The switch box I bought for my projector burnt out as well.
What's that do exactly?
It makes
that's your splitter that you needed? Oh, man.
So it really doesn't matter currently because there's no way to get internet.
Right, you can't watch anything anyway.
Anyways. But yeah, that happened last night
sucks,
at 9.
Man.
Then we're trying to go to bed about 10:30, and all of a sudden there's some flashing lights outside our apartment. There's 4 fucking fire trucks there, because some dickhead behind us called in saying, I think my apartment's on fire. So they had to look on the roof to make sure the lightning strike didn't hit the fucking building. Didn't hit the fucking building. Was not on fire.
That was an hour and a half afterwards. Does the man know how fires work? Because if his building was on fire, it would have burned down by then.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't you buy that splitter recently? Yeah, like 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, I'll give you the opportunity to buy the correct one this time.
Nope, I rebought the same one.
All right, well, that's okay. It worked for you, so it's fine. Well.
That was last night for me. It was super fun.
That's really... How did it break your splitter? Is that plugged into something?
It was plugged into a 2... USB cheap-ass brick.
Okay, and then what's that plugged into?
Into a multi-socket. It's an extension cord, but it's not an extension cord. It's an extension plug into the wall.
Oh, so it's not on a surge protector.
I don't think
that's not a surge
considered.
Protector. No.
Yeah, no.
See, surge protectors, they flip when they get overpowered, like a breaker would, so things don't fry.
That didn't happen.
You know how I know that?
Mm.
Because of that.
It's done it before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've tripped the... When I came back from our honeymoon and I plugged everything back in, entire house, this side of the house goes down.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and then I flip, turn right back on, you know. That's what I thought happened when that light went off. I tripped another breaker, but no, the light just went off, so. I kind of miss that light. I've never missed a light. I miss it. Dude, it looks horrible in here. We're used to it. It looks horrible.
Well, I mean, that looks bad.
This looks bad, too.
It's the exact same.
Look at my face in this camera in this light. You see how pink I am?
Well, that's because you don't have the diffuser around.
I look like a drained grape.
You don't have the diffuser around.
That doesn't matter.
It definitely matters.
Why did you wear an orange shirt when you're in an orange light?
I don't know. I'm on this kick of wearing a shirt the color of my skin. Last Sunday it was red because I was red. Now I'm not red and just orange because of the light, so I'm wearing orange.
Taylor, what's wrong with a drained grape, all right? What's wrong with that?
A raisin?
That's a dried grape. I'm drained.
I think it has to be dried, dude. you know, be drained.
I could drain a grape right now if you got me one. I could drain it.
You have to drain a grape to make it dry.
No, you could dry it out and it could evaporate. I'm talking about draining
liquid into
smoke
vapor.
If you filled a sink with water and you put it outside and it all evaporated, would that be draining the sink?
Technically.
No. No. Draining means it all empties out of the sink in a quick fashion.
I think
fashion.
You could use either term.
I think we got to look up the proper definition of the word drain. Define drain.
It's going to take a detour real quick.
Because the water, cause the water or other liquid in something to run out.
I think it runs out in the form of vapor.
That's not running, that's walking
it could run
slowly.
Upwards.
You think if I Googled, is evaporation draining?
Leaving it empty, dry, or drier.
Do you think if I Googled, is evaporation draining, do you think that would be the first time that's ever been Googled?
Maybe.
Let's try it.
It's kind of possible.
Is evaporation draining? I don't think there's an answer for this.
Yeah, no.
This is like... This is like the sun is fire, man. We've just delved into science we can't understand. What you reading?
Spider-Man!
Hey, dude, Spider-Man! I don't want to talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
No, I don't want to.
Why not?
It hurts me.
Well, let's talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Come
I
on.
Miss him.
Well, why?
The deal's going to be done.
Yeah.
They're going to get him back.
No shit.
Okay. I don't want to talk about it. We're going to curse it.
I want to know what happened, though.
Well,
what
we will never know.
What was the get? There's no articles saying what happened?
There's a lot of articles.
Well, let's
but
read
they've.
One.
Here's what happened. I'll nutshell it for you.
Okay.
Okay? Whatever day it happened. Tuesday or Wednesday. Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Whatever day it was. Okay? Sony comes out, or whoever, Deadline comes out and says, it ain't happening. They said Disney was asking for too much money, and Sony said, nah, bro.
Okay.
Okay, and everyone started lighting Sony on fire. And then Sony came out the next day, and they said Disney was a butthead, and it wouldn't work. They wouldn't work with us. We tried to negotiate with them, but they were buttheads.
Mm-hmm.
And then another article came out that said Disney wasn't a butthead, Sony was a butthead.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were to today. So I think what's happening is that these corporate people are trying to publicly shame each their respective other companies into blinking until the deal that the other company wants is met, and then Spidey gets back in. I think there's a big corporate measuring contest happening.
I don't know. I watched a video, and I don't know how accurate it is. It's probably not.
Okay.
But it said that they made, like, what, 5% profit?
Yeah, so what they did is they made 5% of the opening weekend gross. That's what Disney made. So if it made $60 million or whatever, they made 5% of that opening weekend, and that's all the money Disney got out of it, but they also didn't put any money into it besides the writing and the creative. So, like, they basically did the production of the movie, but Sony technically paid for that.
Right. But then they asked for 50%?
Well, that's what Sony said, or at least that's what people say Sony said, is that they wanted 50% split on the profit. Which, to be honest, Disney probably deserves because their Spider-Man movies suck without Disney. And it's not Disney, it's Kevin Feige. That's the thing.
I don't think it's Kevin Feige.
It's Kevin Feige.
How is it Kevin Feige?
Because the other Marvel shows aren't as good.
Like what?
Like the Netflix TV shows.
Oh, well, yeah, but I think... Okay, me and Britt were literally talking about this before I came over here.
Okay.
My whole get is that I think the only thing that makes this Spider-Man good, other than a little... Okay, compared to, like, Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man 1
uh-huh.
to Homecoming.
Okay.
Which one would you rather watch? Which one's
Homecoming,
more epic?
100%.
Which one's more epic,
Homecoming, 100%.
Writing-wise, ignore Tobey Maguire. Which one's more epic?
Well, how old am I when I'm watching it?
10.
Homecoming. Give me another age, my answer might change.
3.
I don't think I'm old enough to know what
old
I'm watching.
Old enough to know, well, while watching, what's
here's that? What I'm saying. In that ripe age, 12 to 16 puberty.
Okay, just imagine Spider-Man 1, except Tom Holland's in it.
No, here's what I'm going to say.
No?
The only period of time.
Green Goblin?
When Toby is better is when I'm in the puberty age and Kirsten Dunst is in that shower sequence, the rain sequence. It's the only time. Otherwise...
and Doc Ock.
Who cares?
Green Goblin.
Who
come
cares?
On.
They're either going to bring him into the MCU.
Well, do it already.
Well, they can't.
Do it.
They're probably going to.
Well, then Sony do it. I don't care. I'm
Sony,
tired of these
Sony already
knockoff
did it.
Motherfuckers. Yeah, well, not with a dickhead who looks like a pubic hair. Like, I don't want to.
What?
I don't want to see Tobey Maguire.
Taylor, when I'm 12 years, let me give you some insight here, Taylor.
He likes boobs.
Well, no, all 12-year-old men, that's all they care about.
I can attest to that.
That's it. I said before puberty, homecoming. After puberty, homecoming. 18-year-old me, homecoming. There's 3-year period where I'm like, boobs are great and they're all that matter.
There weren't any boobs, though.
There's enough boob there for a 12-year-old boy. Mm. Okay. He's not. He's still orange. He's reflecting his orange shirt, so it distracts it. I watched Bring It On because of Spider-Man. You mean you watched Kirsten Dunst in that? Yeah. A lot of finger slippage in that movie, if you know what I mean, you know? I watched that movie when I was in puberty, too. Yeah, for the exact same reasons.
Finger slippage?
Yeah, watch that movie sometime. You'll know exactly what I mean. Okay. Anyway, move on.
I want to know now.
Here's the point.
What's finger slip?
A lot of people were guessing, and I think rightfully so, that Norman Osborn was going to be introduced in the next phase.
Uh-huh.
Because they're very subtly alluding to the fact that Stark Tower was being sold, and most people assume it was being sold to Osborn. And the Fantastic Four would probably end up in that corporation. And then that would bring in a Spider-Verse character that Sony wasn't currently working with, because mm-hmm. they have, and then he could also get the Sinister Six together and all that stuff. A lot of people were saying that, and if that's the case, I think it's worth waiting for 4 years for that. Remember, we didn't have Spider-Man 3 years ago. Yeah. Civil War was the first appearance
like
of a Spider-Man that didn't suck
years
butt.
Ago.
There was a blue Jamie Foxx before that, man.
Yeah, man.
A blue Jamie Foxx.
Great.
There was the guy from George of the Jungle was a sand person before that. The guy from that 70s show played Venom. Do I need to keep going?
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe. He's in that Lighthouse movie. Do I need to say more? Are you going to go see that because Willem Dafoe's in it?
What Lighthouse?
The one with Robert Pattinson. It's black and white.
Oh, yeah.
4x3. How's Willem Dafoe doing, man?
Not great. He didn't ask for that, but he took it.
He likes money. I don't blame the man. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he did ask for it. He quit that 70s show to go be Venom.
Did he?
And then he got replaced by Tom Hardy.
Who's doing another one.
Of course he is. New Spider-Mans don't have J. Jonah Jameson.
See, they do now!
Hammy, don't talk about things you don't understand.
They do now, though!
Yeah, he's in the newest movie, which Hammy hasn't seen. He's literally spreading his legs, squatting, and taking a dump on something he doesn't even understand. Don't come at my big brain with your small brain. What do you mean, Taylor? I'm saying that Spider-Man 3 ruined that 70s show. I also love that 70s show. Don't make me put my foot up your ass, okay? I'm really passionate about this, man!
It seems like it, bro.
I'm really passionate! That's why I didn't want to talk about it. Look what you're doing to me, man!
That hurt, man. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know what? Neither am I. Remember that scene in Spider-Man 2 where Tobey Maguire stopped that train? And then they lifted him up and they literally said in the movie, carefully now, he's a hero. Remember that dialogue?
Yeah.
That exists.
That's considered the best one.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, I would like to say for the record, those movies are fine. Okay?
There's
I think
parts
with,
that are
without
fine.
The nostalgia, I don't think those movies are that good.
No.
But they're passable. There's a scene where Spider-Man is going this way, but he's actually a mannequin, and Kirsten Dunst is holding on to him, but her hair is blowing the direction that she's going.
Yep.
Okay? Remember when Tom Holland hounded people for breaking stuff and then broke tons of people's stuff without feeling bad? No. No one remembers that. Where'd you read that? Breitbart? What are you doing? Spider-Man 2 is a top superhero movie? Please. They were good for their time. J-Bar is right. Everyone listen to J-Bar, okay? You want your dunk on it passable. It's like I'm insulting people's children. That's the point about nostalgia. You know, there's people out there that like the Super Mario Brothers movie where Koopa is a literal turtle man. You know why they liked it? Because they watched it when they were seven.
It's the only reason I like the prequels.
Yeah! It's another great example. There's lots of movies out there that aren't great, but we liked when we were kids, so they're still good.
Yeah.
But if you showed them to a stranger, if someone came onto a boat from Antarctica, and you're like, here's a movie, they wouldn't watch Spider-Man and be like, wow, that's so good. You know, that wouldn't happen, okay?
I mean, they probably would, because they'd be like, whoa, special effects.
Whose side are you on, man?
But, I mean, if you were to show them Homecoming first and then Spider-Man 1.
Yes, there you go.
They'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to the other guy?
Like, why did Peter Parker simultaneously become an older man but also dopier? That's what they would ask, you know?
Yeah. That was terrible casting.
I mean, it was good for the time.
It was terrible.
It's good for the time.
That's not Peter Parker at all.
I've watched all three original Spider-Man movies at least five times in just the last few months. They were okay. They didn't age well, but they were good movies for their time.
40 years old.
Some people don't like the early X-Men movies. I eat that stuff up. X-Men 2, fantastic.
X-Men 1, fantastic.
I don't remember enough about that one.
Dude,
It's been a while.
Goddamn Statue of Liberty fight.
Yeah, dude, where Wolverine swings up on the thing and he's like, dude, that's when I knew I was gay. What? I mean, what? That was a good fight, though.
That was good manly fight. Man stuff.
That was manly. I put on a flannel shirt and went and worked out after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. Okay, here's the thing. All right? X-Men 2, though, the better. All right?
I don't really like X-2.
Taco, see, here's what Taco and Hammy prove, is that everyone has opinions, but some opinions are just straight up wrong. That's what I'm learning today. Doesn't mean that you're wrong, just means your opinion is. Doesn't mean I like you less as a person, it just means I respect you a little less.
What's his fuck Garfield was
Andrew,
the best Spider-Man.
Right? Andrew Garfield?
Yeah.
Right? He's not the guy who was the lasagna eater, right?
That's a terrible opinion to have.
Yeah. The old X-Men movies, I think, will probably be like I disagree. I don't agree. Here's what's bad about the first X-Men. The senator man who turns into a fish person and squeezes through the grate.
That was a great scene.
I was horrified by that when I was a child. I literally have waking nightmares about that man.
I don't know if
squeezing.
It was the squeezing
it's
thing.
The squeezing
it
for me,
it
dude.
Was the him walking naked onto a
That's
beach.
That's also
scene
disturbing.
Was pretty disturbing.
Like Magneto has the power to turn people into mutants, and he decides to turn an old senator into a translucent jelly person.
I don't think he has the power to create certain mutants.
Well, then that's not a power.
It is.
It's a worthless power.
To be able to turn into water and just be like, ooh, I'm out.
That's like me being able to say, I have the power to create life because I'm not going to stab you today.
Also, okay, real quick. If you had the power to turn yourself into water, and then I did it right now, fell to the ground, soaked up into the carpet.
Uh-huh.
When I turned back into a human, would I just be in the carpet? Would the carpet be in me? Would I be under the carpet? Would I be on top of the carpet? How does that work? Would I be in the wood? Would I soak into the wood? How does that work? Would it suck me back out of things? How would my water X-Men thing know that I'm not in anything? Can you turn your face off? Your face. Did that blow your mind, or are you just like, this dude's an idiot?
A little bit of both, I think. Okay. I don't know. You're asking me questions that, like, I don't know the answer to, and also, why do you even ask that question?
That's where my brain went.
Chat, don't answer him, okay? Like, that's encouraging him.
Lots
don't encourage
of
him. On a molecular level, I don't think the carpet matters. Well, the molecules will become more dense, pushing you out of the carpet. Yeah, Menace, thank you, okay? Well, there's your answers, though. Chat's smart. I'm dumb. Chat's smart. There you go. There you go, man. X2, though, dude? Brian Cox?
God, man, who's that?
He's the bad guy.
Oh, him, yeah. No.
He's so great. Iceman's in that movie. Remember when he builds that big ice wall?
Yeah, it was a stupid... May!
What?
May builds an ice wall.
That was a joke about the intro to my stream that I, first of all, didn't even get, even though I watch it every day.
Yep. Oh
my God. Stryker, yeah, dude. His voice, so good. He scares me. You know why he scares me? This is totally... This is a little peek into my psyche. Okay, I'm gonna tell you. Alright? This video game, Manhunt. Okay? Remember it back in the day, Manhunt?
No, I never played
it. It's a Rockstar game.
I mean, I know what it is.
They made it right before San Andreas.
Never played it.
Okay, it's about this guy who's released from a prison into a town. I think it's called Carson City or something.
Okay.
And basically the whole thing is like Truman showed up. Like the guy's got hidden cameras everywhere and he's watching you murder people and he's making videos of it and selling it to the rich elite.
Okay.
Okay, it's actually a really cool concept. Okay, it's a great game. Great game. The you go through the game and you work your way to his mansion. And eventually you find him and you kill him. That guy is voiced by Brian Cox. And that man, dude. See, Taylor knows exactly what I'm about to talk about. The pig man's in that game. I used to, like, and it would, your heartbeat would be in there, like, when you were being visible. And, like, I used to have it on these big speakers.
We've talked about this game before.
Dude, it's probably the best gaming experience of my life. It's so good. It was so good. And Brian Cox was the man in that.
Doesn't sound that good.
You're the worst, okay? In season one, yeah. Taylor, it's lived with me this long. That would have been a couple years after I played it. I'm not doing The Strangers. That was scary.
There's a second one.
Yes, did you see that, man?
I never watched it.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
I'm good on
you. Remember Gak or Silly Putty? If you turned into that, we could have a carpet conversation, little fuzzy sticking out of your body. True, but not water. God. If your whole body's sticky,
get
if I'm like,
out.
See, like, you absorb my
no,
hand, man.
No, no.
What do you mean no? You can't just continually say no.
I could say no for the rest of the show.
I challenge you to do that.
No. 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 I can't do it.
Okay. Good job, though, making about 20 seconds. Real proud of you.
Anytime.
That was real good.
It was real entertaining.
Was it?
No.
Was it entertaining?
Yeah, it was super.
Okay. Anything else we want to say about Spider-Man? They're going to work it out, right?
You would think.
They have to. We literally sat here on this show, what, a month ago? When did Far From Home come out? Early July right?
Yeah.
So about a little less than 2 months. And we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how there was no way they were going to lose Spider-Man because they just banked the entirety of their franchise on Spider-Man being, like, the new leader.
I don't know about leader, but maybe the tech guy.
Now, here's the thing.
Which makes no sense because he's, what, 18?
Well, here's the question. 18? I think he's 16 in the movies, actually.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Here's the thing, man. Do you think that Marvel was big brain and put the twist at the end where his identity gets revealed? So they could be, so just casually in the next Avengers movie, they could be like, what about that spider guy? And they're like, no, he retired after his identity got revealed. You don't think?
Nah. Nope. I mean, it would be possible for some, well, no.
I think they could do that really easy.
Pull some multiverse shit. Miles Morales comes out.
I don't think
of the
they own that.
Fray.
I don't know how the licensing works, but I don't.
They
think,
don't own shit.
I don't know how it
they
works.
They don't own anything from the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, but how do you define what's a Spider-Verse? It's like when Quicksilver ended up in Avengers: Age of Ultron, when technically he's an X-Men.
Yeah,
but he's also an Avenger, so he could be in the movie. Spider-Man's not an Avenger. I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, they're either going to buy it, or they're going to come to a conclusion that works, or they're going to fucking sue the shit out of him for like. Weird.
When someone told me in my chat, my first reaction was, is Sony just trying to get bought by Disney? Like, is this what's happening? Like, nope. Can't have them. Buy the company if you want it, you big jerk. You know, I don't know, man. But it's weird, you know. It's the original idea. Far From Home made $1 billion, they get a third movie. Is that dead now? I don't think that was ever the deal. From everything that I'm reading, Menace, what I understood is that they had two films and then three Avengers films. And I think that's the way... And they did that. Civil War, Endgame, Infinity War, and then Homecoming and Far From Home.
I feel like you've changed those numbers the times that I've heard you say that.
No, I believe that I've said something wrong, but every article I'm reading now says that was always the deal.
Okay.
So I might have been spreading misinformation, you know? Oh my god, if they bought Sony, we could have Avengers with X-Men with the Avengers. They already own the X-Men. The X-Men with Avengers is going to happen. That's why I don't understand the deal, because Disney clearly... They're at the peak. Is MCU at the peak right now?
Yes.
Okay.
There is no way in hell that Disney bought Fox.
Right.
Solely for the Marvel rights.
No, of course not.
No.
Of course not.
So they're not going to buy Sony just for Spider-Man.
There's not a lot of stuff, though, for Sony.
Like, also, I don't know if
James
Bond, can buy Sony.
Jumanji.
That's true.
What else is there, man?
That's true.
There's not a lot of stuff.
I just don't know if they can.
Not Sony.
Legally, I don't know.
They didn't buy News Corporation. They bought 21st Century Fox. They could just buy Sony Pictures.
That's true.
So they don't need to buy
anything. But I'm saying, like, film-wise, film production studio-wise, that's getting close to a monopoly.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, I mean, the Fox-Disney deal had to get approved.
Yeah.
Through Congress, I believe.
You know what gets approved? People who give money to people to approve it for them. That's how
true.
It gets approved. You think some congressman's like, I don't know, man. That seems a little shady. How much? Wow, this is the best idea I've ever heard. Buy six companies. I don't care. That's
There's
how it works,
gotta
dude.
There's got to be one diamond.
Bring in Spider-Pig
in
as John Mulaney, dude. Actually, I want that. That'd be great.
Don't do that.
That'd be great. I'd want that, okay? They bought Fox for the Disney Plus catalog. I agree with you.
He needed more... He needed more lines in the Spider-Verse movie.
John Mulaney did?
Yeah.
Spider-Verse movie is good.
It's so fucking good.
It is really good. It's predictable.
Yeah.
But it's good.
But it's an animated movie.
I know. But that's the only, like, that's the only good Sony Spider-Man movie they've ever made.
Yeah. But it's also one of the greatest.
It is. Agreed.
Like,
here's what I was talking about.
I'd watch that over...
Well, the art style was so good. In that movie. Like, it was just fun to look. Like, could have been a bad movie, and I probably would have liked it because it looked so cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay, here's a question for you. So, I talked earlier. Said it. Marvel. MCU right now, hype. Yeah. Never been more popular, never been better. Right? Mm-hmm. And Marvel goes, okay, the next thing we're going to do is Shang-Chan Lee and the Eternals. Two things no one's ever heard of. That's how confident they are in their movies going forward. That they, like, that's the thing is, like, I feel like 10 years ago, people would have been like, really? You think you're going to make a Marvel movie without Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, I feel like faith in the MCU is so high that it's like, if they can make a movie out of a talking raccoon,
I don't know.
They probably don't need Spider-Man, really, to make their thing. I feel
no,
like
they don't, but
make
people,
it good.
If you have it,
it's better.
You can guarantee $1 billion.
Right, but I don't think the same can be said for Sony. I don't think Sony is better off with a Spider-Man that doesn't have Marvel's involvement.
I agree. This is what I was saying to Brett earlier. No matter what Kevin Feige does or does not do, the MCU, if you're in it, it has rules. It connects.
Yes, yes.
Like, you can find a gem. If the only movie you really loved in the MCU was fucking Thor.
Uh-huh.
Or Thor 2.
Right.
And you go and watch Endgame, there's going to be a bit of information about Thor 2 in it.
Yes.
Enough for you to be like, it's worth seeing.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, I related it to Brooklyn. There's better and worse episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but it's all Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is great. And I feel like that's the MCU no matter what, even if it isn't the best, it's still part of it.
Right.
And just as long as it relates enough things. Like
there's enough gems in
two
it.
Two or three connections, you know.
Well, it's one of my favorite phrases. It's the rising tide raises all boats, you know. Thor 2, which is widely regarded as one of the worst MCU movies, is still not as bad as it probably would be because of its tie-in to the MCU as a greater.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Feige is the head of Marvel Studios, so he's the man who basically did it all. He's the one who decided Iron Man and Hulk. He's the one who decided we can bring him up for the Avengers, and then he's the man behind the curtain for the whole thing. So, but I don't know, man. I feel
creatively, the films, I don't think he has that much involvement in other than,
well,
like,
that's another
rules.
Reason I think he's successful, because I think one of the reasons the DCEU doesn't work is because of studio meddling so much. You should do it this way, you know. I feel like he's just like, Taika, if you want to take Thor, which was Shakespearean, and then dark, and make it into an 80s comedy, you go ahead and you do that, as long as we do this thing
Guardians
with the Hulk,
did
you know?
That. Like, really,
agreed.
That was the setting stone of it could be done.
Right.
Let's try it.
Yeah, I think he goes, if we just make good movies, that's all we really need to do. But they don't need to all have the same tone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of the brilliance of the MCU, because
look at... Because every single DC movie
Yeah, it feels
had
the same.
The same tone.
Except for recently.
Except for Aquaman.
And Shazam. Shazam. And those movies are both
kind of
good,
right,
quote unquote, comparatively to the rest of rest of the DECU.
Shazam has the floss in it, and I can't condone that.
Well, I mean, Endgame has Fortnite, so, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's part of the zeitgeist, you old man. Get used to it. But I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of smoke screens going on. Like, part of me feels that Disney leaked that the deal was off so everyone would flame Sony, so Sony would be more likely to accept a different deal. You know, maybe not the 50-50 one, but a 20. And then they did it back, and Disney's like, really? You know we're going to win. Because Disney, that's the thing, is that they have all the tables. Even without Spider-Man, they still win.
Yeah.
Because more likely, people aren't going to like the new Spider-Man. Some people won't even go see the new Spider-Man because if it's not in the MCU, what's the point?
Yeah, you broke it.
Right.
You
so
you can't go back on it. You know? It happened. It's in there. Like just pretending like, "Oh, we're going to take it back." You're not being nice to me, so I'm going to take my toy back.
Right.
It's just like, come the fuck
right, and I think
on.
That they will come to an agreement. I think there's just a lot
Sony
of corporate
knows.
Bullying right
they
now.
Have to know.
They have to, right?
That without the MCU connection, without the good team that was put in place, that the Homecoming, whatever, would not have been as good as it was.
Yeah.
Whatever they were planning on doing, Spider-Man 3 with Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
You kidding me? Or they're going to throw.
You know, I've been reading a lot about this, and who knows if it's true, to be honest, because it's Reddit comments, but like people are saying that Andrew Garfield was fired from Spider-Man 3 because he didn't make it to a luncheon because he was sick, and the people were mad, and they're like, let's just get rid of him.
I don't think that was it.
Well, that was apparently in the email leaks. That's what they say. And then that also, like, things like the person who's running Sony Pictures right now is...
Britt said that she wanted Spider-Man to be more relatable to children, so he should vape and go to raves.
That's like something my grandma would say.
That's apparently what the head of Sony said.
Oh. Well, raves are cool, dude. You vape?
I do, but
would
I
you relate
I
more to
Spider-Man
if he blew sick clouds while he was
you
doing
know what?
Flips?
What I relate to is the version of me that I want to be, which is a man who doesn't vape. So I don't want to see Spider-Man
what's that?
Vaping. It's a fucking vape! That's not the man I am, the man I want to be!
Oh, okay.
Did you miss that part?
No, I heard it. I was just like, you could just not vape.
I can't. Is Britt watching?
I don't know, dude.
You know, they came out with a study recently that said that vaping is bad for your blood circulation.
Okay. So is sitting all day, by the way.
Yeah, it doesn't get enough oxygen into your blood cells.
Okay.
Cells. She said, I can vape as long as it doesn't kill me.
I mean, you got to die eventually, so what's the...
That's my thought,
I mean,
too.
How
there's
do you
a
know?
Lot of things that deoxygenate
like also,
your blood.
What's she going to do if it kills you? She's going to... You're dead.
Well...
It's too late.
For as many times as she does say, I love you forever, and you're the only one. If I smoked a cigarette again, we'd break up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, probably not. She says it, but I doubt
she wouldn't. If she wouldn't love you, man.
If I started smoking again consistently, like every day, became a smoker again, we'd break up.
Yeah, but she'd probably ask you not to, and then you'd have to be like, screw you, lady, I'm smoking.
Exactly.
I mean, that's different than just like, oh, you've got a cigarette in your mouth, I'm outie, you know, on the first offense.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah. Quit touching your mic.
Relationships, man.
Yeah, I mean, I could stab a child in front of Chris and she'd say so. Happened, by the way.
Could you go with a less, like, evil metaphor?
Stab a lady?
No stabbing.
Shoot a lady?
How about a clown? Can you stab a clown?
What if it's a lady clown?
No. Male clown.
Why can't I kill a lady clown?
Because it's indecent.
It's 2019,
man.
Dude. What about
a man.
Equality for clowns, bro?
Fuck that. Chivalry still exists. Stab the male clown.
Chivalry
not
does
the
not
woman.
Exist anymore. All right, you want to talk about anything else? Because I got something special that I think will drive away all of our listeners, but I think it needs to be done. Can I do it?
Britt, get out!
Leave Britt. You want me to ban her? I can't stop her from watching, though.
Yeah.
I could ban her, but I can't stop her from watching. Can I be selfish and just show this real quick?
Yep.
Okay, so last night, one of my favorite streamers, Rin TV, last night, like, at 2 a.m. our time, okay? He goes live, and him and Acid Cat, who is on vacation right now visiting him, they decide to stream The Sims 3, and I was just scrolling through because I was like, what would make them, one, stream at 2 a.m.? So they got to be drunk, so I got to check that out. And two, I was just curious because I like him. He hasn't streamed in a while. Just randomly scrolling through, and I get to about two-thirds of the way through the thing, and I hear Acid Cat's doing great because she just wanted to kill Colby, and now he's dead. And I'm like, what? So what I did is I went through the VOD here, and I found out that they have a Colby, and his full name here is Colby Swolby. He looks to be a military man, and, I have all the clips here.
They kill me?
Of you being murdered, if you want to look at it.
Yes!
Okay, so I have them time-coded because there's a lot of just filler in here. The first one we got to look at is right here. So.
Our way.
He's also very quiet, so I apologize. Okay, audio's hard. So she just invited you over.
You have to build a specific fucking pool tool.
I can't hear shit.
Dude, he's so quiet.
Pool tool?
You can lean in there and turn up PC if you want.
Okay.
He's very quiet, man.
So. But does Colby go in the pool?
It's the one with the green tape. Just push it up.
To get him in the pool?
It's still too quiet. You gotta pump it up more.
It's fine. It's fine.
Just push it all the way to the top. There we go.
Where is he at? There he is.
Don't mess with the game.
Game.
Oh, that's okay. Game's fine.
I remember. Yeah.
Okay. So, in order to really psychologically harm you, she's got to marry you first. So here's his character, the Black Widow. And she's hugging you right now. And now she's going to, she's going to propose going steady with you. And I do believe this is your first contact. So this is like your second interaction. She's like, you want a date.
Real quick.
And then you said yes because you're a whore. And then she proposes to you.
Here, we're going to get married.
See that? You got a great haircut, by the way, in this game.
It's very close to real life.
Except for the military thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't wear camo. Well,
I already got that. I married Bungo.
I have digital camo.
So there you are. Okay, so you got married. So now what's going to happen is she's going to make you get into the swimming pool.
Fucking dad shirt. No, Colby, stop playing games. Colby feels...
So you wanted to go play games. Okay, because you just got a new house, you just got married. All
right.
So instead, he's going to make you swim. By the way, did you notice a quick glimpse of your face there? Because you look like a pedophile.
I don't
know if you see that down there, but you look horrible.
I look great.
Okay, so you're getting in the pool.
He's fucked. He
went swimming.
Okay, so you're swimming now. All right. And what Rin does here is he goes in and he deletes the ladder and then walls you in.
It's right there. Well,
yeah.
It's too late now. You know what? It's fine. He's trapped.
And so now you are trapped.
Now we play the wave.
In the pool.
I'm okay with this.
Inside the house.
Now we just slowly watch Colby drown. Sorry.
What the fuck did I do to deserve this?
What did I do?
No. Why not a fucking Z-Swix character drowning to death? Like, why me? I'm completely insulted.
Good night. Thank you for
oh my god, dude. Okay, so I believe at 51:25 is actually when you die here. So let me just scroll real quick.
It's just struggling.
So he got it in fast motion until you actually die. You're just swimming.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I believe you're about to die here. There you go. You're drowning. You see the red surrounding your body. That means that you are dying.
Oh, shit.
And there you go. Wait. Now you're dead.
He's dying already? How?
He's very upset that you died so
quickly.
I'm
tired.
Well, see, Acid went to the bathroom in between this scrub, okay? And Ren was like, don't worry, you can go bathroom. Colby will swim for a while. He won't die. So Acid missed your death, which she was very sad about because she didn't want to leave because she didn't want to miss you dying. And Ren doesn't understand why you died so fast.
He's grasped the basics of athletic. I don't think he did because he just fucking died.
And then at 52:50, the Grim Reaper comes and retrieves you.
In 1979.
So, here comes Acid back.
Whoa.
Oh. But why, though? Also, Colby died already. I don't know how he died, but he died. He's drowning currently.
Great. I'm really excited about this.
Great.
Go get him, Death.
I don't know if Death can swim. Death can. Wait, whoa, wait, why is he talking to her? Okay. Mira's just asking her cancer-ridden daughter how was her day. While Colby slowly drowns, he's now dead.
What's happening?
You're drowning, and Death, the Grim Reaper, is coming to collect your soul. And there's your soul right there.
I'm going to hell, I like it. It's better.
Now we gotta add Colby's grave. What the fuck is this?
Wait, I just came back from the...
I feel like that was enough. I stopped watching it after that point, but I'm sure he builds you a nice memorial.
Sure. It's good that people, you know, play out my death.
Yeah.
I will never go swimming in a basement of Ren's ever.
You should never have done that before this video. You should probably never go swimming in a pool in a basement anywhere.
That sounds fun.
No.
It does sound fun.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Don't do it.
I'm gonna do that with a really creepy dude. Dressed
okay.
up as a clown. Actually, a female clown.
No, then she can't get stabbed because that would be unchivalrous.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I'll just die.
You wanna talk about Matrix 4, man?
I noticed a name missing from that headline.
Well, I noticed two names missing.
Two?
Two.
Who's two?
Well, Lena is one half of the what used to be the Wachowski brothers.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
I'm
missing.
Skip out.
Also,
because it's going to be real weird.
The only name cast wise up there that's missing is let me check my notes here. The only person who was alive at the end of the third Matrix, Morpheus.
Yeah,
Lawrence Fishburne. Because Carrie Ann Moss and Keanu Reeves, who played Trinity and Neo, they dead. They died. And now there's a Matrix 4?
Do we know Keanu died?
Do we know anything in the Matrix?
Okay, so if we're going by Matrix rules...
What
Matrix,
if they do Matrix Inception?
Matrix Universe.
Uh-huh.
Carrie Ann got stabbed in the fucking chest.
Yes.
She should be dead.
But that happened in the Matrix.
No, that happened in the real world.
Okay.
Happened in the real world.
Okay.
Keanu died in the Matrix, which killed his body, but he already did that. He already has died in the Matrix before, came back to life, stopped bullets with his mind.
See, here's the problem. Did I only made it...
Wait, whoa. Did the exact same thing he did... In the third one, he went inside Agent Smith and blew him up from the inside.
Okay.
He did that exact same thing at the end, except he didn't go in him. He let him come inside him.
So, Menace says the real world is another layer of the Matrix, mind blown. And that is the reigning theory right now, that with the architect saying that the Matrix is just a simulation and it repeats itself, they try and try again. People are saying that Zion is just the final level of the Matrix, and no one's ever actually beat it, and they still didn't really beat it, and so now they're going to reboot.
How do you beat it?
I don't know!
Did Neo beat the Matrix as we know it right now? Did he beat that?
I don't know!
I don't know.
But Agent Smith came to the real world!
No, he didn't.
Yeah, because he possessed that dude.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, dude.
You're right.
Yeah, dude.
I forgot about that.
So the robots are going into the real world, and the real world are going into the robots. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't know how that makes any sense.
So, like...
Like, I get that our mind can possess a robot, but I don't know how coding can then go into our mind and then take over.
And our brains are just big computers, man.
Maybe.
I don't know, dude. But either way, there's a couple prominent people missing there. Namely, the half of the duo.
What's the duo?
Like, if I decided we're going to do Seth and Colby Show the next season, but you're not there, that's kind of a hard thing to do, right?
Yeah. What does a go mean, though?
What do you mean, what is a go?
A go. Officially a go. What does that mean?
That means it's on.
That they're going to...
Warner Brothers announced it. It's entering production. It's going.
Okay.
I mean, it could always just stop.
I mean, pre-production's pretty vast.
Yeah, but they've got the big name signed on. That's what's special about it. This ain't like World War Z where David Fincher could leave.
You see that bug flying into my
eye?
Are you
okay? What
just got
happened?
A bug that flew into my fucking eye.
I'm sorry,
it was flying right here in my face, and then was like, oh yeah, that looks good. Poke.
Sorry, man. I don't know how to help you with that.
That bug's an asshole.
Wait, I thought it was your eye.
A bug is an asshole.
Oh, I thought you said up. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's dumb. I almost got attacked by a wasp on the way in here.
No, dude, you should have killed it.
I can't.
I got Raid with me everywhere I go, man.
I'm too, vagina-like.
You gotta get that Raid that foams, dude. It's so good.
Is that sexist? That is sexist, isn't it?
It is now, yeah. You can't really say that, because that applies
to
women.
So what do I say, then?
You say that I suck, and I'm a coward.
Coward? I'm coward-like?
Yeah. You're a coward.
But what can I compare myself to, like, a metaphor?
Pinella.
I'm Pinella-like.
You're Pinella-like.
I saw him earlier. I honked at him.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
He thought I was a dick. That was just honking because he couldn't see turning right.
How do you know his opinion of you?
He texted me and was like, is that you? Okay, so I'm at Dylan's depositing some money. He's at Dylan's.
Okay.
It's
a grocery store.
Getting lube. I don't know. Whatever you do as a single person.
Yeah.
So I'm
driving
out.
You don't buy lube when you're not single?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm driving out. He's turning left out of the driveway that I am turning right out of. I'm like, okay, so I see this Challenger pass me as I'm turning to go towards
that. A black Dodge Challenger.
Black Dodge Challenger, black rims. I'm like, oh, that Pinella lives around here now. That looks like Pinella's car.
And uh-huh.
I look at it, I'm like, is that his? I don't know. I thought his had stripes. It didn't have stripes. I pull up next to him, and I look in. His windows are tinted as shit.
Yeah.
And so I can't see anything except this fucking beard. And then I'm like, that's him. And so I honk at him. Because I'm basically right next to the guy.
Yeah.
And then the street that we're turning onto was open, so he decided to go because he had the opening. And so I just honked at him. He didn't see me. He just kept going. So I roll my window down. I'm like, hey! Hey! And then I turn out. And then I get a text like a minute later. It was like, was that you?
I want you guys to remember that story, too. The next time I tell a bad story, he yells at me, okay?
What?
Nothing.
I thought it was really dumb that I waved like a retarded person.
It is dumb. He also can't say that word in 2019.
Yeah, fuck it.
All right, man. So you don't care about The Matrix, I'm guessing, then.
That's great, man. I'm very curious as to what it's going to be.
What about the guy who plays... what about the guy, Michael Rooker... He's going to be in Fast and Furious 9.
Oh, my God.
I don't know which one is sad, that they're more sad, that there's a Fast and Furious 9 or that Michael Rooker's in it.
Both.
How did we not go see Hobbs and Shaw, by the way?
Is it out?
Yeah, it was out like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Came out the beginning of this month, man.
I think I'll pass.
I'm really upset that there wasn't a trailer for Christopher Nolan's next movie like they said it was.
There wasn't?
No. But we would have played
it. Oh, it would have been online, yeah. Nope. What's the next movie? Is that the one with Robert Pattinson?
What?
Isn't he in the newest Chris Nolan movie?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Yeah.
Tenet. Yeah. And then Denzel Washington's kid. He's the lead in it.
He does look like an old penis.
That's so out of context for our audio listeners. I love it. I love it. New James Bond movie, man. Finally gets a title. It's called... No Time to Die.
Isn't the next Bond going to be a female? I heard that.
I don't know. I don't think they've just talked about the next Bond when they still got one coming out.
Oh, Daniel Craig. Okay. No, this is going to be like Thor. This is going to be like the new Thor.
I don't want to talk about the next Bond. I want to talk about this Bond.
No, no, no. This Bond is going to be like the next Thor. Both are going to be the last outing as the male character.
Well, this
character
is definitely the last one.
Going to get turned over to female.
I'd be fine with that. I still personally want Idris Elba, but if we could get, like, Kathy Bates to do it instead, that'd be great.
Who the fuck is Kathy Bates?
She's the boss in the season, final seasons of The Office with the dog.
If we could do a southern rendition,
wouldn't that be great?
And her be mum or whatever, I'm down with that. I'm very
she just
down
bakes
with
people
that.
Like a nice apple pie, but it's poison.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that'd be great, dude. Jamie Bond.
Bond is Matthew McConaughey. She's ma'am.
There's an 80-minute long sex scene.
Q
fully
is,
explicit.
Q is fucking Danny McBride. That'd be the best movie.
I just want now. That's my favorite casting. Scrub everything else. I want Danny McBride to be Q. You blow it up. Boop.
I don't even know what he says in Tropic Thunder.
I don't either. It's
Mama just pissed his pants soon or something like that.
And he just yells it, whatever it is.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we gotta see it.
I don't want GIFs. I want the scene. There we go.
Damien, what's the dealie, dude? Are we gonna blow this tree line or what? Tuck Tuck and Kim got the blue balls here. I'm gonna let them score before it go.
Play it through, still rolling.
Dieter, can you hear me? That's C4, dipshit. Put that back. I said a detonator. I need some dudes up here who speak American, goddammit. He's making a fucking sweater back here. I'm trying to put Tiger Bomb on this jungle's nuts.
This is Falcon 1. We have the ridge in sight approximately 2 minutes.
Dieter, these jets are about to crest this ridge line. I got about 200 pounds of shit your pants. I need to know if we're ready to go.
Crap.
Here they come! No!
Stop tailgating me, you pasted teabag.
Oh, God, I need to watch this movie.
It's so good.
Oh, I need to watch it again.
The fruit, Jesus, butt, shit, cock, sucking.
That's the signal.
God.
Go, 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 go,
drop
go.
Drop it, sense. Cock. It's beautiful. Mother Nature just pissed her pants soon.
It just nailed it, dude.
Big ass titties.
Oh, man.
That should be Q. That exact character. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. Okay? I want prim and proper James Bond, and I want him to talk
God! The bug attacked my face again!
I'm sorry, man. Your face is lovely. It's attracted to you. Are you okay?
I'm gonna fucking murder this bitch.
I don't even see a bug!
I'm gonna smack.
Are you sure there's a bug?
It's the tiniest little fucking gnat I've ever seen.
How many
He's
beers
got the
have
biggest
had?
Balls of any gnat I've ever seen. Flying in my goddamn face.
How many beers have you had?
Three.
I don't feel like that's bug territory, so I'm inclined to believe you.
It's a bug.
Okay.
I had one before I came here.
Okay, man. Do you want to watch this trailer?
Yeah.
Have you heard of it, Underwater?
Yeah, totally.
You could just say no if you haven't seen it.
I totally have heard of it.
Okay. Then I don't need to explain it.
All right.
Just watch it.
Listen carefully. You are now 5,000 miles from land, and you're descending 7 miles to the bottom of the ocean.
Is he going to the trench
See
or something?
In a month.
Here we go.
Is that TJ Miller?
Sure is.
God.
All right, we're going to do this. Let's do this.
That's not the reaction you have when you're facing.
That's one expression,
shook.
Girl. That's what J-Bar calls.
She seemed to have emotions in the new.
I think she's a good actress,
Charlie,
to be honest.
Charlie Angels.
I think she plays kind of the same character and everything, but I like her.
Does she look like the guy in Lost? The others.
Finn?
Yeah, he's in Person of Interest. You knew who I was talking about, so you fucking know. She kind of does.
Scale from 1 to 10. How bad's my rig?
So bad.
We drilled to the bottom of the ocean, and we don't know what came out.
Yeah, this looks like aliens, dude. Only it's ocean aliens.
How did we even get there?
We walk. We just did a walk with insufficient oxygen across the bottom of the ocean.
We don't know what's out there.
Worst idea ever.
Hasn't he already been in a creature movie that came out of the ocean?
Oh, Dev.
Turn your lights off.
This one...
It's called Cloverfield.
Well, yeah, I mean, technically he wasn't.
What is that? What is that?
Does this look entertaining?
Dude, where
scary,
I thought you
or...
would be pooping your pants. This is our greatest fear, man. It's the ocean.
It's aliens under the ocean. Like, it doesn't exist.
You don't know that. You don't know what's down there.
I know what's down there.
You don't know what's down there,
it's
man.
It's nothing.
You're pulling me underwater.
Do you have to say that? Like, we can see it.
It's pulling me underwater!
I'm disappointed.
It's grabbing my leg! It's also rubbing my dick! What the fuck?
How many beers?
4.
Okay, alright. I'm just checking, so...
Deep sea butthole monster.
I thought we'd be together on that, but apparently you don't care.
That looks like absolute asshole.
I thought we were both... I'm terrified of the ocean. And I thought you were too, so I thought we could be terrified
yeah,
together.
Yeah, that's fake ocean.
What do you mean that's fake ocean? That's you don't know what's down
ocean.
There! You don't know what's down there,
it's
man.
Not that.
There could be.
It's not.
You that. Can't, with 100% certainty, say it's not that.
I can.
You can't.
I can.
You're too drunk right now. If you were sober, you'd poop.
No.
You'd poop.
No.
Full evacuation
that
of the bowels.
That looked like a cheap B-horror movie.
It did not, man.
It did.
They got T.J. Miller. He's an alien
actor. Oh, no. Totally now after that whole he raped his girlfriend thing.
Well, me and Larry are really, we're into it. Okay, I mean, I'll never see it because I hate horror movies, but it looks cool.
Done.
All right, well, you don't either, so.
That's fine.
Get wrecked,
that.
Dude. Dab. All right.
That happens.
Okay. Speaking of scary movie, this one I don't really care about the story. It's about how this movie called Bloody Images got an R rating. Or no, sorry. It's called Dr. Sleep, and it got an R rating for disturbing content and bloody images. Here's the only thing I care about. It's the sequel to The Shining. Why does that exist? You're reading the article, aren't you?
Yeah.
Why are the articles that we could read, you move right past, and then the articles I don't care at all about, you read thoroughly? Just read it aloud. Might as well read it aloud now. You're reading it. Not reading it.
We've. Already. Gotten.
Uh-huh. Keep going. You're doing very good, little Colby.
So much. Horror in theaters of this year is crazy. It's that we've only become...
You've already messed up. You made it. You made it.
Why point it out? They can't see it.
They can, it's on.
They can't read it. It's on their phone.
It's on their phone. Oh, you think people sit in the recliner and watch on an iPhone?
Yep.
They're all at their computers, man.
I'm going to pee on you. I got to pee really bad.
Whoa.
I'm going to pee on you. You want that?
Yeah. I know that thing will get banned on Twitch, though, but we can end the show. We've given
I mean, I'll do it off camera, and we'll just come in, like, stream-wise.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll get some views. Let's do it. Come on, man.
It'll only make this room smell worse.
What do you say? This room smells bad? What, do I stink today?
Doesn't smell great. Doesn't smell great.
I don't smell anything.
Do you own air freshener at all? Like, at all? Like, anywhere?
No.
Might want to invest in that.
No. It's too much money. Just suffer. All right?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, just spray it just once.
Yeah, whatever. Help. There's a trailer. Is that Ewan McGregor?
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
That is Ewan McGregor.
No, it's not. Hello? God, that is
Ewan McGregor.
That's definitely Ewan McGregor. Morning. school?
I know that word. Muck duck.
Just talk to the kid.
Wait,
magic.
So...
like me.
Did Stephen King actually write a sequel to The Shining?
Sure he did.
Dude, you're okay, man. To me.
The world's a hungry place. A dark place.
Hi there.
I only met two or three people like us. They died. When I was a kid, I bumped into these things.
Uh-uh.
I'm out!
I'm in.
I'm out!
This is better.
I always called it The Shining.
Doing in this and not Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I don't know, man. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Pass. That's a hefty hard pass for
me.
I'll
see that.
No, you won't. Are you going to watch the original Shining first?
Should.
Yeah. The most I've ever seen of The Shining is that deepfake they did with Jim Carrey's head. That's the most I've ever seen of The Shining. Yeah. Like, Menace is like, it's adult Danny? I don't know. Yes? I didn't know Danny? I don't know who Danny is. Who's Danny?
I'm assuming it's that kid on the trike.
I thought that was a girl on the trike.
That's a kid. That's a boy.
Well, pass.
Come play with us, Danny.
Well, so you know that.
I'm guessing. I know the come play with us from other things.
Oh, but you don't know the Danny? You just added Danny on the end? So if he would have put in there Steve, you would have been like, come play with us, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right, man.
Come play with us, Jack.
Do we have a game tonight?
No.
Why the fuck not?
Why?
It would work.
No, it wouldn't.
What games you got?
None.
Why not?
I have no games.
Why not?
I have no games.
You have all the fucking games. Which ones do you have downloaded right now? PS4.
None.
Right now.
None.
Shut up. Don't lie to me.
I have none.
You want to end the show?
Yeah. We're done.
Let's go.
Wait, are you ending like in an angry fashion? Because we're actually at the end. Like, we're out of prep. It's 8:08.
Yeah, typically we play games.
Are you sad?
Yeah.
I thought you hated playing games.
I don't.
Chat, I need you to clip this right here. So next week when he's playing games, and I'm like, you said you liked this.
Next week. Sure. Sure, next week.
I'm going to make sure the game...
like 3 fucking weeks.
You're going to get Dark Souls 1 and Dark Souls 2 on
Good.
There next
Sounds
week. All right?
Fun. Sounds great.
J-Bar, you do so take orders from me. Blink and breathe. Bet he's doing it. Well, I didn't tell you, but he's doing it, so I know it. Gotta die now. All right, J-Bar. Enjoy your death.
In the show.
No, I don't want to.
What the fuck?
No, I just want to limp now.
You just want to limp?
Yeah, limp to the finish line now.
What's the finish line?
I don't know.
10? Because that's a lot of limping.
Smell like something's burning.
No. Armpits burning?
Your armpits ever smell like something's burning?
No.
Like, you ever, like, smell your own BO and be like, it smells like fire?
Not fire, no.
What does it smell like to you?
Ass.
I don't know why I asked.
It smelled like if I wiped my ass with my hand and then smelled it, that's what it smelled like.
I feel like Chris is cooking or something. I don't know. Whatever. We're probably burning down. Either way. All right.
Yeah, you got the Jurassic World game. You know how long I've wanted to play that game?
You don't want to play that game.
I want to play that game.
You don't want to play it.
I want to play it.
We can't! The mics are broke!
They'll work fine.
It won't!
They work fine now.
No, they don't!
They work fine now.
No, they don't.
The show exists, so they work fine.
They don't. Fine is relative.
Yeah, fine is not good, nor is it great. You've said that on this fucking show. I'm holding you to your word. It's fine. It's not great. It's fine.
Yeah, and I only want the games to be great, so.
It's all on him.
It is. I will take responsibility. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Okay? I'm fine with that.
What do you want to limp to, then?
Nothing. We should end.
Then end.
I mean, unless you got something else you want to talk about.
End. I got nothing.
Okay. I enjoyed your lightning story.
That's all I got.
Okay. That's more than usual. You got any plans for this weekend?
No.
Not doing anything Saturday
night? Not a damn thing.
How is that possible?
I'm so happy about it.
You're going to go out Saturday night.
I mean, we'll go out, but that's not doing anything.
That's doing something. That's not. Where are you going to go?
Probably side pockets. The same thing we do every weekend. Try and destroy the world.
Okay, man. I'm going to Kansas City on Saturday.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You're leaving this house?
I know.
What?
I'm going up to see Chris's parents.
Oh, that's worse than I expected.
Yeah, it's not exciting, but... That's going out. It's going out for me, Menace. If I did that, it would be going out.
You want to stay at the apartment? I got the hookup.
What? What do you mean?
I got a hookup to a 20th floor story apartment.
I'm not staying the night. I got a show to do the next day.
Oh, that's dumb.
I know. Some people care about the show.
What?
Yeah.
You're driving up when?
Oh, noon. We'll be there at noon. And we're going to drive back at 6. Be here back at 9.
That just sounds like a whole lot of wasted gas.
It is. But we're seeing family, so it's not a waste.
Legally. Why are you saying... Why?
What do you mean?
Any reason?
Because we haven't seen them.
And they're in Kansas City?
Yeah, they live there now.
What?
Yeah, they've lived there now for 6-7 months.
Since when?
6-7 months. That's what I just said.
Why'd they leave? Because
he got a different job.
South North Carolina.
So he worked here. He's like a regional sales manager, so he like travels a lot, but he has a district. His district is like 8 states.
Okay.
So he left his job here, got a district on the East Coast, mm-hmm. at a new job, and then that job got bought or something, and mm-hmm. so then he got his old job back. Mm-hmm. So now he moved back here. But his thing is like Iowa, and so it's easier for him to live in Kansas City. Because then he can drive instead of fly all the time. I don't know, dude. I don't think he likes to hang out in Wichita. Would you want to be here? Hey, I mean, if you could live here in Kansas City.
Probably the Kansas City, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't blame him for that, you know?
I gotta pee.
Okay, well, let's end, man. Let's You're the one end. Who kept talking.
You're the one who was like, we need to drag on. I was like, let's play games, but you ain't got no fucking games.
It's true, man.
A big old pile of donkey or shit.
I'm not going to talk about that interspecies poo, but I would just like that to be pondered on by our audience while we leave them.
I don't think horses and donkeys are bred, made a donkey horse, and then it shit on the ground.
I'm sure that's definitely happened.
Definitely happened, and that's what you are.
Okay, guys, Sunday, regular episode with a fixed microphone and a fixed light. That's what's going to happen. So don't break the kit. Why are you doing this? Don't do this. If that breaks, the show's over.
I fixed it.
He somehow did. It's a miracle. I don't know how that worked. Anyway, we're getting out of here. Thanks for watching tonight, guys. Appreciate it. We will see you on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2100 Central European Time, right here at twitch.tv/SaidTheColbyLive. If you want to watch the audio or listen to the audio version, because you don't watch audio, that's on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. All the links, SaidTheColby.com. If you want to catch up on the VODs. That's all at SaidTheColby.com.
I watch the audio.
It's fine, man. You do you.
No, I just stare at the phone and watch the audio bar just slightly move. It's really entertaining. It's all I got since I don't have internet, you know. I was looking forward.
That's why you want the show to
I
go on.
I was looking for a fucking game.
Now I know.
To postpone my lack of internet life, and now I don't have it. Now I have to go live in 1970.
Now I understand. Now I understand why. Makes so much sense.
I don't even think I own games that exist offline anymore.
You can hang out here, man.
I'm gonna.
Okay, that's fine. All right, we'll see you later, okay? We'll be back Sunday. Have a great one, everybody. ExcitedColby.com. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.